Is Amazon really going to open 400 bookstores? And what the hell?
I hope so.
Is that crazy talk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this doesn't come from Amazon. This comes from a mall CEO, a guy who runs a mall company, the chief executive of General Growth Properties. He was on an earnings call and probably somewhat inopportunely said, well, you've got Amazon opening brick-and-mortar bookstores. Their goal is to open, as I understand, 300 to 400. I can't imagine Amazon was too happy about that news leaking out.
He's off the Christmas list.
Yeah. the real question is that really what Amazon's thinking? Why would you open a single bookstore, which they did in Seattle, let alone 400 bookstores?
The only reason that I could think
go ahead, Georgia.
For them to do that would be to, directly compete against, other brick and mortar stores and force them to close down, because it's so much more expensive to carry stock and to deal with, building and people and issues that comes up with, whereas they're so successful with the business model that they have now.
One theory I heard was that they might use it as shipping way stations.
Ah, not stores at all. Or just as long as you got the space, have a little showroom. See, they do have stuff. I mean, I think they could put the Echo there, the Kindle Fire there, and I guess some books. I don't.
Do you have that cartoon, Leo?
Yes, this is Joy of Tech, right? Nitro, Zach, and Snacky, who are wonderful. In fact, they do our. Our album art. Let me see if I can. You got the link? I know it's in the doc. Let me pull it up here. Whoops.
It was in the email. I don't know if it made it to the doc.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Here it is. The Amazon Store Experience as envisioned by Nitrazak and Snaggy. They do. They now work for Recode, which is great. First of all, you walk up to a telepresence device with a human in the screen. Hello, George Smith of 25 Pine Street. Welcome to the Amazon store. I am Bezos 3000, your personal assistant robot. Wow, awesome. Your online data indicates you've previously purchased many books on overcoming laziness. Would you like to visit our procrastination section?
Okay, but keep it quiet. Everyone can hear you.
I've noticed your online shopping cart has an item in it that was never purchased. Would you like to buy that sexy babe's calendar now?
No, and please quit telling everyone what I've looked at online.
Your purchase history includes several books on mental illness. Would you like me to escort you to our self-help mental illness section? By the way, do you need more rash cream for your itchy scrotum?
Ah, shut up!
Did you know President Obama knows exactly what he's doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong robot.
Let go of me. That was an act of self-defense.
This is precisely why we recommend the How to Control Your Fits of Rage book a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's good. I like it. That is one concern, of course. Amazon does know everything.
Especially if you have an Echo.
They're not listening to me.
They're listening, Leo.
Really? Do you think so?
I don't think so. No. I know so.
No. Definitely. Why would they listen? What are they believe me, if they're listening to my house, they're not hearing anything good.
It's not that they are listening. It's that they could be listening.
No, they could be. Everything could be. There could be bugs in the walls from the Russian embassy.
Well, no, but it's so much harder to make bugs in the wall versus, the government asking to turn on your internal mic on your phone.
I did actually install this particular bug myself. In fact, like
you
so much,
I bought a second one.
That's true. That's a good point. Actually, you know what? Amazon and the bookstores, they could have audiobooks from Audible. They own Audible.
Definitely.
They could have, it'd be fun. Oh, man. As long as you're going to open something as retro as a bookstore, let's get listening booths. And you could go in and listen to a record and see if you like it. Or listen to an audiobook.
I think you went one too far with record. But I think we were on board with you.
Been there, done that.
We were definitely on board with you on that one, Leo.
Do you remember Philip Elmer DeWitt going to record stores and listening to records in little booths?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Now you just steal it from the internet.
Yeah, you just steal it. Yeah, I'm sampling. Actually, with Spotify, you're not even stealing it. You just...
Same thing for you.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah. By the way, Jeff Bezos is worth $57 billion. That makes him number four on the list of the richest people on Earth and the world's richest tech CEO, eclipsing Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, $57 billion. And that's with kind of artificially reduced stock price. I mean, if it really...
Is this Forbes list?
No, this is... So Business Insider's doing it with WealthX. And I don't know how this compares to the famous Forbes list. It should be fairly close, I would think. Bezos has 18% stake in Amazon. So that's part of the reason. He still owns 18% of Amazon. I hope he's...
So when you hit those kind of numbers, they're numbers I couldn't comprehend.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I don't understand how much money